Live. This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly attack on London's Parliament leaves 4 people dead. Police say that an attacker drove his SUV down the sidewalk on London's Westminster Bridge, mowing down pedestrians before crashing into the fence near the Parliament building. The unidentified attacker then got out of his vehicle and ran through the gates of the Parliament complex, fatally stabbing a policeman who confronted him. 2 other police officers then shot and killed the assailant. Mark Rowley is the national head of counterterrorism policing.
This investigation has the full weight and expertise of the counterterrorism command behind it. And if there are people who saw the events unfold today that haven't yet spoken to us, I would urge them to get in touch. A crime scene will remain in place in the affected areas in Westminster, and it is understood it's vital we carry out a painstaking investigation to recover all the possible evidence.
The police are treating the incident as an act of terrorism. At least 20 people were injured, some of them with what were called catastrophic injuries. At the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer said that President Trump had spoken to British Prime Minister Theresa May and assured her of America's support.
We obviously condemn today's attack in Westminster, which the United Kingdom is treating as an act of terrorism. And we applaud the quick response that the British police and their first responders made to the situation. The victims in this are in our thoughts and our prayers.
Spicer said the City of London and Her Majesty's government have the full support of the U.S. government in responding to the attack and in bringing those to justice who are responsible. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says communications of Trump transition officials and possibly the president-elect were picked up in incidental collection of U.S. monitoring in the months before he took office. Congressman Devin Nunes said the conversations were collected in the November to January period as Trump and his aides conducted interviews to fill key positions in the new administration. Nunes said he believed the intelligence collection was done legally, with the monitored material then widely disseminated in intelligence reports.
I believe it was all done legally. I think it was all obtained legally. I think the question is was it masked? Why was it unmasked if it was unmasked? Because it appears like we have new information about additional unmaskings. And then who was on the dissemination list? And why was the dissemination list so far if it was such specific information about the Trump transition?
Nunes, who served on Trump's transition team, later briefed the president at the White House. The president said he felt somewhat vindicated after talking to the congressman. Trump has claimed that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his New York skyscraper last year. However, FBI Director James Comey and the head of the National Security Agency said earlier this week there was no evidence to back Trump's assertions. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch continued to fend off probing questions posed by Democrats on a third day of confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday. We get details from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Gorsuch did not tell the committee how he views abortion, but he did affirm current law.
The Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe versus Wade that a fetus is not a person. That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land, Senator. Yes.
On other matters, Gorsuch repeatedly declined to share his views to the mounting frustration of Democrats. Whatever objections Democrats may have, blocking Gorsuch from the high court will prove difficult. Republicans are in the majority and have the votes to approve him in committee and send his nomination to the full Senate. Once there, Republicans can change Senate rules to eliminate Democrats' ability to block a final vote through the filibuster. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Donald Trump and Republican congressional leaders are struggling to find enough votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. Trump has been meeting with Republican holdouts both on Capitol Hill and at the White House, trying to sway them to vote for the repeal. A key vote is scheduled for Thursday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.